AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Democrats fail in their effort to pass a bill to legalize abortion at the federal level. The 49-51 vote opposed by all the Republicans and one Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, who thought the measure was too broad and needed 60 votes to move to the floor. Most senators expected the bill not to pass. The vote was held to get those in opposition on record ahead of the coming midterm elections. Vice President Kamala Harris.
A priority should be to elect pro-choice leaders at the local, the state, and the federal level. Because what we are seeing around this country are extremist Republican leaders who are seeking to criminalize and punish women for making decisions about their own body.
About half the states already have approved laws that would further restrict or ban abortions, including some trigger laws that would take effect should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. Inflation eased to 0.3% last month, but 8.3% when compared with last April. President Biden, in a speech to farmers in central Illinois, thanked them for their work.
I stand here today to thank American farmers who are the breadbasket of democracy.
Biden toured an 800-acre farm growing wheat to be harvested in July, and the owners will later use the same land to plant soybeans. Later, in a speech to members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union in Chicago, Biden said organized labor provides financial and job protections and political clout for workers.
Union members get higher wages, better benefits and health insurance, paid leave, protections against discrimination and harassment, and safer and healthier workplaces. But there's another reason. Workers join unions to gain power. That's what it's about. The only way to match power is with power.
The president also touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law, saying it will fund union-built projects all over the country. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump sells the lease to his Washington hotel.
The Trump International Hotel in Washington will soon be but a memory. The Trump Organization announced the sale of a long-term lease for the hotel to CGI Merchant Group of Miami. Sources close to the deal who demanded anonymity have said the price was $375 million, which would be a profit of perhaps as much as $100 million for the Trump family business. Despite its popularity among Trump backers, the 263-room hotel lost more than $70 million during the 4 years of the Trump presidency. The new owners plan to remove the Trump name from the facade and rebrand the hotel a Waldorf Astoria. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A New York judge says he will lift Trump's contempt of court order if certain conditions are met, including paying $110,000 in fines for being slow to respond to a subpoena for evidence in a civil investigation into Trump's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.